And
or another one,
you say, I have never what a car.
I've never driven a car.
And a building that they could use for storing wood. That'd be a
wood shed.
Okay. What about tools?
Tool shed.
Do you remember before they had bathrooms inside the what they call the outdoor toilet?
The toilet, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You never were around one? Or?
Well, yes, I've been around one, but
which
I don't know, I guess they call it the toilet.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear any joking names or sort of crude names for it?
Well, the Johnny or
mm-hmm.
outhouse.
How does that sound to you? Does that sound sort of vulgar? Or does it sound okay?
Well, I guess it depends on what you want to call it because I don't really know that much about it. It's
Well, yes, I've been around one. But
and what different buildings would people have on the farm? I guess you were around the farm some.
Yes, they would have the hayloft
for
the barn for the hay and the feed bins. Corn bins. And
well, I guess it depends on what
sheds.
You want to call it because I
for their tools.
I don't really know that much about it. It's
plows and horses. Barns to shelter the horses and.
What about them? Do you ever see a special building for corn
crib?
Mm-hmm. That was a separate building, or would it be part of a barn?
Well, I guess it would depend on how much money the farmer had. If he could afford to build a special room and have, you know, a kind of tunnel like to shovel it in. Because back when we were little, they didn't have all those conveyor belts and stuff. The men brought it in on wagons and they shoveled it in. They picked it by hand and put it in the wagon. And then the horses pulled the wagons to the barn. And then when I got a little older, they had tractors that did
it. Well, I guess it would depend
but
on
a lot of them were
if he could afford to
build
a
hand,
special room
and
have,
the
you know,
tractors.
A kind of tunnel like a shovel it in.
Do you ever
back when we were little,
before they had tractors,
didn't have
how
all
would
this
they
conveyor belt and stuff. The men brought it in on wagons. They shoveled it in. They
well,
it in
a lot of them would take those great big blades on those handles and go on and cut it down.
And
then a lot of times they just let the grass get real high and let the cold weather kill it, and then they would turn the cows in and they would eat it like that.
Do you ever see if you cut the hay and you let it dry in the field and you rake it up in little piles and then load it on a wagon? Do you ever hear a name for those little piles of hay?
Haystacks.
Well,
what size
a lot of them would take this great big blade from a kennel to a line and cut it down.
Well, a lot of the farmers
and a lot of times they just let the grass
didn't have barns or places to store
it.
They just stuck a pole in the dirt and then they started putting the hay around it and they made big ones. Or as much hay as in that area, maybe make several little ones, three or four or five or six or how much.
Did you ever hear of a hay shock or hay doodle or heap?
No.
And if you cut the hay off a piece of land and then enough grows back,
well, a lot of the farmers
the same year, so
they
you
didn't
cut
have barns or places to store.
Like cutting,
they
I guess.
Just stuck a pole in the dirt and they sort of
about how much
put the hay
raise,
around it and they
raise
made big
ones.
Or as much hay. And that